A Eugene journalist suing police for hitting him with tear gas and other non-lethal crowd control devices at a protest in late May. As KLCC's Nathan Bouquet reports, the suit also names the city of Eugene and its leaders.
Henry Houston, news reporter for the Eugene Weekly, tells KLCC he was targeted by police with non-lethal munitions multiple times the night of May 31st. Houston says he identified himself as a member of the press while recording police interactions with protesters.
One of the police officers told me that there's a curfew and to go home, and I told him that I'm protected under the First Amendment and I'm exempt from the curfew. The police officer said something like, "I don't care." And while I was recording the response, I was hit with a tear gas canister and also shot with pepper balls, despite identifying myself as a journalist several times.
The city released a statement to KLCC about Houston's unfortunate incident and how they plan to take steps to increase visibility and safety for members of the press in similar situations. City Manager Sarah Maderi and the EPD chief reached out to both Houston and the Weekly the next day. Houston has teamed up with the Civil Liberties Defense Center to bring the City of Eugene, the city manager, and four John Doe officers to court, as the EPD has declined to name the police involved in the incident. According to Houston's CLDC attorney Marion Dugan, the legal case will be made on the grounds the city's curfew allowed police to use excessive force on the people of Eugene, regardless of their affiliation and circumstances.
It's particularly egregious because he was a member of the press and told them so, and the response on the video was, "It doesn't matter." The whole pattern that night was unconstitutional, of driving around randomly and scattershot shooting at people.
Dugan says the city accepted court service and has asked if Houston's team is open to settlement. Houston claims he's not pursuing legal action for money. Instead, he seeks policy changes so that reporters and law-abiding citizens alike are not subject to unfair treatment by police. Nathan Bouquet, KLCC News.